I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
2 minutes on the clock and I'll read headlines and Hannah either tells me, yeah, keep it moving, or just tell me more just based off the headline. We'll cover all the trending stories. If you want to break a world record, Guinness has let you know that there's 70 that have never been attempted. All you got to do is attempt it and you could break the world record.
Oh my gosh, what are some of them?
Yeah, some of them are hilarious and awesome. Like most high fives in 30 seconds.
Okay. No, have you ever done that?
I feel like that's an easy one.
We gotta do it.
Yeah,
yes.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Most kisses in 30 seconds by two people. Hannah and Julian.
I know someone I could test this with.
Here's some interesting ones, and I guess I know why. Maybe people have never done them before. Fastest 10-meter sprint while holding a balloon between your knees.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't sound.
Apparently, no one's ever done that one before. Fastest time to push an orange 100 meters with your nose. Greatest height to drop an egg without breaking it. The other thing that they've done is this thing called Record Selector, and you answer 5 questions based off your personality, and it tells you which world record you should actually go for.
Oh, I like that.
I did it, and I'll tell you which world records it says I should do. It says, one, it said, congratulations, you're a creative trailblazer.
Thank you. That's a flex.
Me. It gets me. Most cinemas visited in 1 month is the record they think I should go for.
Okay.
What? You never have time to watch anything.
I know, but I think they know that I, like, never give up. Fastest 10 meters holding a balloon between your knees.
Okay.
So I think they want me to do that one. And then most coffee houses visited in 1 month. Record's wide open. I can do it. And then I would have
record.
I love coffee shops. If you want to do it for yourself, the link is up, like, recordselector.com for Guinness World Record. Cracker Barrel logo drama.
Oh my gosh, the tea around this, yes.
All right, the restaurant changed it. They're going back to their old logo.
Bro.
Cracker Barrel CEO said, we said, we listen, we have. Our new logo is going away and our old timer will remain. They ditched Uncle Herschel for... because of all the blowback,
right.
And now they're going back to the old logo.
That's so crazy.
Yeah,
because of the blowback.
I'm sure Uncle Herschel's happy.
Yeah, he was so disappointed.
I bet he's tired. I bet he's like, God dang, I just want to sit in this rocking chair and relax.
Good voice.
That was in my soul.
Is it okay to eat before a first date? 855-444-6342. Did this guy do anything wrong? And give us a call at 855-444-MEGA. A man recalled a dating mishap where he arrived at a restaurant about 45 minutes early after work. He said he hadn't eaten, skipped lunch that day because he was busy. They had a 9 o'clock date, got there like 45 minutes early. And so to avoid being hungry and irritable, he sat at the bar at 8. And then when she came, he was like, yeah, I just ate. You can eat, but I can just get something small if you want.
No.
And she was like, no, that's super awkward. Now I have to eat in front of you. That's so rude. And she left. She's like, I'm not going to do this date then. You went on the date by yourself, basically. And she left. Did she overreact? Does she have a point? Is it okay to eat before a first date? How does it even work?
Bye. I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would have turned around, did the same thing. Bye. Blocked him too.
He hadn't eaten. He had been working all day.
Manage your time better. Eat a snack. Don't order a whole thing at the bar.
Just, it's so awkward. Even with close friends, if you're like sitting there and they're just watching you eat, it's so weird.
I think for me, what hits harder is that he was at the restaurant that they were going to eat at together and he didn't wait for her. Like,
she was there.
Maybe if he like stopped at a gas station and got like a bag of peanuts or something, that would have been like a little better.
Yeah.
But the fact that he like sat at the bar and ordered something before she got there makes it way worse to me. I would not. I don't know. I would not be okay with that.
Way worse. Wow. I think the mistake though is eating so much. I think if you got it, should have been reversed. He should have gotten the snack there at the restaurant, or yes, like a small appetizer, something to tide him over, and then he could have eaten as she ate. It seems that, why would you order your meal and then go, well, I've already eaten, I'm just going to watch you eat, which sounds so creepy anyway.
Yeah, and it's also like, what, a first date, you said? So what, she's just going to be like eating and not be able to talk?
And then it makes like the payment part of it even more awkward because he didn't eat, but is he still going to pay for you?
Oh,
like,
awkward,
that's so
weird. Awkward, yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'll be the only one who's normal here and say there's nothing weird about this at all. He had been going all day long, got to the restaurant 45 minutes early. 95% of people probably rarely eat a lot on a first date anyways.
That's true.
Like, you are
just
busy.
But you have to pretend. It's part of the deal.
I know. It's like when The Bachelor, they have those meals in front of them.
Yes, that you're not allowed to eat.
And you're not even allowed to eat it. It's so stupid. This guy cannot pretend to do that at this point. Like, even like health-wise, his blood sugar's probably plummeting. This poor man.
Manage your time better.
No, people get busy, Hannah. Not everyone is just willy-nilly. This man is a hard-working man who has his ish together, so much so that he worked throughout lunch, and now he's meeting someone for a date instead of having a social life. Way to go. Bravo, and not do that, guy. Way to not say, hey, I'm just going to only work, I'm still trying to find the one, too. Love that. And then he ate food and said, hey, I'll get something small. Chill out. Why do you have to make it so awkward that someone else can order something small? What if he didn't tell her and just ordered something small? Like, he was just honest with her. That's what you always want. Tell me the truth. Hey, I didn't want to scarf down a bunch of tacos because I was starving
also,
in front of you.
Also, if I would hear, like, oh, I didn't want to be irritable, I'd be like, okay, red flag, anger issues, bye.
Yeah.
That is the craziest thing you've ever said. You are a nut because you get hangry all the time.
I don't want to hear that on a first date.
That people get hangry?
Or for him to be like, I had to eat because I was getting heated. Like, no.
What?
Manage your time better. Be a man. No, I'm not going on.
Be
a
man. That, he is a man. He ate.
He's not. He's an inconsiderate, selfish man.
855-444-MEGA. Please weigh in on this. Clearly, we're on two completely different continents on this man. 855-444-6342. Did this guy do anything wrong with eating before a first date? And then said he was going to eat something small. Is he inconsiderate? We are on completely different continents on this conversation here on the Brett Maga Show. This story is going viral, but if this guy did anything wrong before a first date, he ate before a first date, and then when the woman got to the restaurant, he let her know, hey, I have been working all day, worked through lunch. It was an extremely busy day. They had met at 9 o'clock, got to the restaurant a little earlier, ate, and he said, I'm just going to get something small. You get whatever you want. And she like freaked out and left. She's like, that's so embarrassing. Now I have to eat in front of you. 855-444-6342. I don't think Hannah could sound any crazier. She understands this woman storming out of the restaurant. It is so ridiculous. People get nervous before a first date. They might not feel comfortable eating. Having to make sure you're not irritable, you're on a full stomach, you're not distracted, like, feels like the
right
thing to do.
If you're meeting someone at a restaurant, why are you planning to go with a full stomach? Why don't you just go to Topgolf or something?
Because eating on first dates is so awkward. You talk 90%
of the time. Then don't plan to go to a restaurant.
Yeah, then don't go to dinner. It's that simple.
That's just what people do when they go to a restaurant. That's what they do. They go to dinner.
Apparently,
like,
this couple did not go to dinner.
Yeah,
apparently. He went to dinner.
Yeah. Carrie, do you think this guy did anything wrong, this poor guy?
Brett, I just cannot wrap my head around why you're giving a grown man a million excuses just to be a decent human and go on a date.
He wanted to eat food.
He's so selfish.
You're a terrible date.
Terrible, Brett.
He is,
terrible.
I know.
I just think being like on an empty stomach with no energy makes you a terrible date.
Manage your time better. Eat a snack. Don't order a whole thing at the bar.
He ate tacos, and the waiter said, man, this guy really loves those tacos. David, do you think this guy did anything wrong with eating before the date?
Nope.
You think he's totally okay?
Oh, boy.
He is totally fine.
What do you think about the girl?
I think the girl is stuck up. It kind of reminds me of that scene from Scarface when
Tony Montana meets Michelle Pfeiffer's character, and they're on the dance floor. And he says that he's got a certain look in her eye. I think that's what she reminds me of.
Yeah, this guy with Scarface on it.
Say hello to my little friend.
Josh, let's get another guy's perspective. Do you think this guy is being unreasonable eating before the first date?
I think when you phrase it like just eating before a first date, no, not necessarily. But to go to the restaurant you're having a date at, mm-hmm. when the whole date is supposed to be dinner, and you eat a whole meal at the bar beforehand, and then tell her that straight to her face, but nah, you go ahead. No, that's super awkward and weird.
I think it really hits it home that he was at the restaurant that they were going to be at together.
I just told her, cannot wrap my head around the fact that Hannah wants nothing but transparency. This guy works all day. He's like, oh man, I can make it to the restaurant early. I'll just eat there. And then I'll have it like be calm. Dates are nervous. And she's like, don't tell me that. That's so ridiculous. Oh my God.
No, I would don't even say, don't tell me that. I'd say bye.
Bye.
I wouldn't even say thank you. I'd just turn around and leave. You can be honest with me and I can be honest with my reaction. You suck.
Sound crazy.
Oh, wow.
Emma, please tell Hannah she sounds crazy. Do you think this guy did anything wrong with going to eat before a first date?
I don't think he did anything wrong. Should he have probably ordered something smaller when he got there first instead of a full meal? Absolutely. But, you know, in the moment when you're starving after not eating all day, everything on the menu looks good and you could eat the whole thing.
Yes, and people don't eat a lot on a first date. So if he's already starving, he's like, I just want to scarf down something and not be judged. Like, I don't need you to judge me.
You shouldn't have worked through lunch.
No, this man is a hardworking man. They're judging. He's like, I don't want sauce all over me. I don't want to look like a monster eating. And so he scarfs the food down, and then he can look like a gentleman having like a nice little appetizer or a salad, which is what most people do on first date. They just eat like salads.
Guys already judge girls if they get a salad.
Do they really?
Yes. So it's weird if the guy does it.
I say like, David, you tripping. A lot of people still in back to school mode. So thank you so much for kicking off your school year with the Brett Mega Show. We do appreciate you. If you're new to the Brett Mega Show, hi, nice to meet you. Hannah's going to tell you everything about things that are happening in Hollywood.
Ariana Grande is stirring up some tea on her Instagram. It's almost like low-key scary. I'll tell you what's going on next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Ariana Grande fans are doing their best little detective work after she posted like a cryptic little video, like tease thing on her Instagram. And it's not even audio. It's just this like kind of weird video. It's like an old school sci-fi looking computer with the screen that says a corrupt file has been found and corrected. And then what's scary to me is like her hand comes in. It's obviously Ariana Grande's hand, her long fingernails, and her hand's kind of like shaking and trembling as she reaches towards the computer. And then all of a sudden the video, all like dramatic like, cuts to a black screen, and then something pops up that says, see you next year, announcement loading. So people are like, what is going on?
Do you think it means new music?
New album.
New album?
It means a tour.
A tour.
I think it means a tour. I mean, I was reading the comments, and after I scrolled through 1,000 of people just being like, oh my God, I'm dying, I'm freaking out. People were deciphering whether it could be like an extension onto Eternal Sunshine, her latest album. It could be like a...
She didn't tour for that, right? Because of Wicked and stuff like that. I don't think
so
she toured,
so it could
right?
be like an extension or a project to go along with that. It could be another movie. It could be new music. It could be just all around a brand new tour. She did say something recently about like, I do want to tour in the next year, even if it's just for a little. So people are expecting her to kind of like be on the road for something. We just don't know what it's for. The part that confuses me is like this whole sci-fi creepy theme. Like, what is that?
I mean, I kind of feel like it fits her vibe a little bit for right now. I don't know if it's
this
Wicked.
Is not Eternal Sunshine.
No, like just like the Wicked coming out, her like people wanting to know where she's gone, is she's disappearing from music. So I feel like it has this like I'm back from the dead vibe. I'm back making music thing. So like for me, like when I saw it and I was like, I don't know. I know that Ariana Grande usually is like Belinda slash like Sunshine or Sex. But yeah. I just felt like it was like, I found this file, I can still make music, I'm still here, people, kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. That was my energy from it.
So you're thinking more music?
I think it's more music, but then she did say the word see you, not like
Yeah.
You know, like, C is an interesting word choice. So maybe you're right with tour. I just didn't expect her post-Wicked to tour anytime soon.
Yeah.
So that would surprise me. So I thought music, but you do have a good point with the See You next year.
Yeah, I guess we have to stay tuned.
Sphere. Maybe Vegas.
Whoa!
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. A study found only 12.7% of women, very specific, have this.
I'm going to say only 12% of women have their natural hair color. I think the rest of women have gotten like highlights or dyed their hair, changed it up. They don't have virgin hair anymore.
Well, okay.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Do you have a specific color in mind?
Oh.
Like natural what? I was just joking. Kevin?
It's not a large amount, but it's a large amount. I don't know why. Immediately, I thought a third nipple.
Only 12% of women have a third nipple.
I feel like it's a lot.
That's a lot. Okay. And then I was like, well, then my other thought was have a gun in their purse. And I was like, well, that's
guns
also
and nipples?
A lot.
Kevin, what are you doing today?
All right. Only 12.7% of women have a third nipple or a gun in their purse.
Okay.
Got it.
I'll take both.
Because they're both wrong.
They're both wrong. But got it.
I took it a little bit of a different way. I said only 12.7% of women have cut their grass.
Oh.
Like, Hannah's right again.
What?
Yeah, she's got four in a row.
No way.
Look at her face.
Like, oh my gosh.
What? Yeah.
I am Megamind. You need to go to the casino right now.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tempt me for a good time.
Megamind.
All right. Answer to the Megamind question of the day was given by the Megamind expert herself. She did get it correct. It was only 12% of women have this. And Hannah, the answer was?
Natural hair color.
Yeah, it's technically naturally blonde, but I feel like I would count it for you. That's four in a row.
Yeah.
That Hannah's gotten.
That's insane.
That's the longest streak.
I'm beast moding right now.
Let's see if she can continue it. Let's see if you know everything, though. Let's take you to your wheelhouse. College football, right?
Oh, jeez.
We have a college football test coming your way next. We're super excited about it. College football is back. Hannah, I know you're pumped.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Big football girl, right?
Go sports.
Go sports. All right, so this is what we're going to do, Hannah. I'm going to give you a college football team. You give me their mascot or what their team name. And then I'm going to reverse it on you, too. I'm also going to give you some mascots. You tell me what college they represent. So we're going to see how much college football. We're going to test your college football knowledge since it's back this week, and I know you're pumped.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, is this the Notre Dame Fighting Irish?
It is the Notre Dame fight song.
All right.
Are they college?
Yep.
Yeah,
Notre Dame. What's their mascot?
Irish.
Yep, Fighting Irish, because I just gave that away. AB went to KU. What's their mascot?
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
You're two for two.
Wow.
South Carolina.
Carolina Reapers.
The Carolina Reapers.
Like
is
the that
pepper.
Right? Oh.
Is that right? No.
No.
You can say the word. It's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say it.
Oh, you want me to say it?
No. Kevin can say it. Yeah, Kevin's like, I'm dying to say it. Go ahead, Kevin.
The South Carolina Gamecocks.
A Gamecock?
Oh. The Gamecocks.
Yeah. That's a fighting rooster, basically.
Yeah. The Gamecocks.
Wow.
Hannah was all excited. Don't get too excited.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you the mascot. I'm going to do a reverse.
So when the cheerleaders are going, they say, go Cox?
Yeah. I don't know if you could say that one.
<It's
a> All right, the Blue Blob.
Huh?
I'm going to give you the mascot. You tell me what university. The Blue Blob.
Buffalo Bills. Wait, that would be Bills. Buffalo, yes,
and that
New
would
York.
Be an NFL team.
Buffalo Blob.
Xavier
Blobs.
University.
Okay. Who are they?
It's in Cincinnati, Ohio. How about the Hairy Dog?
That sounds like something Southern, like drink this Hairy Dog.
What school has the Hairy Dog as their mascot?
Arkansas?
Georgia. University
They're
of Georgia.
The Bulldogs.
UGA. Yeah, them, Bulldog. Hairy Dog Bulldog, is their mascot. Yeah. He's the Hairy Dog. All right. How about the tree? Fantasy face. Who's the tree? What university
Washington?
Has the... Stanford.
Oh, definitely what? Wouldn't know that.
Yeah, you got to be smart to go know that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
Why are these all impossible?
What do you mean impossible? These are easy. Tell me the school. Sammy the Banana Slug. What is he the mascot for? Why did you
She's
look at
looking
it?
At me like yeah. I would
Why
know.
Why did you look
Come
at
on,
Amy?
Amy?
Look at anyone else.
Okay, I'm going to say something with an S.
Yeah.
South Dakota?
No. UC Santa Cruz.
No.
I thought you'd like Sammy the Banana Slug.
I mean, all these sound great. I like the Blob, but like, where are you located?
Big fan of the Blob.
Big fan of the Blob. I thought you were going to say you were a big South Carolina
girl. Gamecocks?
Yeah.
I won't forget that.
I know you won't.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.